Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Omar Yaqub, Najib Jutt, and Matthew Simard, who are all founders of Surface.Earth, which is a firm that offers sustainable energy consulting, utility scale development, and energy efficiency consulting. And gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Doing excellent. Thank you.
It's really exciting to have all of you on the line and really appreciate the time. And we're very excited about this podcast and have all of you here. So with that, let's jump right in. Let's start at a high level. So tell us about Surface, you know, the firm's mission, services, how long you've been around, all that good stuff.
Sure. I'll start off if that's okay, gentlemen. So how it kind of came to fruition, Matt, was that Omar and I are management and marketing consultants. We've been working together for the past few years, and Omar has quite an extensive background working in sustainability, which I'll let him talk about. But as it as we started working together about three years ago, we started attracting a lot of clients that were working in the renewable space. You know, we had a company that's working on alternative fuels for the trucking industry. We met Matt working on solar. We have another partner that's working in geothermal. And so we were all going to the same meeting, going to the same conferences, trying to work together, trying to move the industry forward. And it got a little bit confusing because at the end of the meeting, you know, the person that we were meeting with would be, okay, so you guys are management consultants, you're in solar, you're a professor at the university, like, how does this all work? So afterwards, we were talking, we're like, you know what, maybe it makes sense to have one banner that we all work together, sort of a collective. We're all interested in the same kinds of things. We're working together. We're sharing knowledges. We'll share resources. For Omar and I, it made a lot of sense because it was like, okay, and we were considering getting a new office at the time. So Omar and I thought, you know what, let's get an office, bigger space than we need, and then maybe some of these smaller startups that are working in the renewable space, we can offer them to come and share, come be in, under the same roof with us. It makes it that much easier to share knowledge, to have one-off meetings, to have discussions, you know, letting them kind of incubate under the same roof as us. And that's worked out great. I mean, Soulbird, which is Matt's company, was in our office for a little while. Green Transport, the trucking company, was in our office for over a year. So it really worked great because then you no longer have to have, you know, set meetings and formal structure. It was just whenever we had an idea that crossed your head or something happening that we need to tell each other about, it's just a matter of walking across to the other person's desk and having a conversation. So we just thought it was more effective. Omar and I really wanted to share our backgrounds in business, you know, in financial, organizational structure, branding, marketing, with other people who are starting up in the sustainable arena. And it allowed us to really do that. And that's how it came about. And then the name was kind of something we batted around for a couple of months. And we decided that, you know, Surface kind of describes, you know, where we all live and where the environment affects us. And, you know, for the time being, this is the only place we have to live. So we thought that was a great name. You know, found it was a little non-descriptive, and to Omar's point, you know, Surface already exists as Microsoft Surface, which is a pretty established brand. So we didn't want to have to compete with that. So we started looking at, okay, how can we be a little bit more different and unique? And we came across the .earth top-level domain. So we thought, oh, wow, what a great way to not also differentiate us and make us a little bit more unique, but it also emphasizes our mission. It could be a really effective branding tool as well, which it has been for us. That's about how it all came about. And I'll let the other guys jump in here.
So my background is I completed my MBA in 2004, and then right after went and worked in global development for a number of years, came back, helped start a fund for social enterprise, and then right after a social enterprise that was working on creating green-collar jobs and making utilities more affordable. And so this has been an area that I've been incredibly passionate about and looking at it from multiple lenses, not just the technology lens, but also the business, the marketing, the sociology, the global impact side. So one of the things that was really powerful to me was a group that was bigger than the sum of its parts. And that's what Surface allowed us to do, was kind of bring together the organization that was working on geothermal with the organization that was working on solar with the business acumen and the community economic development side.
Excellent. Matthew, that's anything to add there?
No, I mean, you guys said it perfectly. I think just from a small renewable energy business standpoint, you know, it's been really valuable working with these guys and having a, kind of a platform to all work together and not worry about, you know, setting, like Najib said, setting up meeting times and whatnot all the time and working as different organizations but coming together and getting a lot more done.
That's perfect. So here's kind of the 30,000-foot question or the $30,000 question, if you will. So, you know, the development of sustainable energy solutions seems to be kind of a big thing in this day and age. Why is it so vital right now? Are we at a tipping point? What are you seeing that's kind of happening out there in the marketplace?
I can jump in on this one, and I'll just give you a quick background for myself, just so you have an idea where I'm coming from. But I started my career in the oil and gas, which is pretty typical in Alberta, working as an electrician. You know, after years of working in the oil and gas, I really wasn't happy with it. I tried working as an electrician in commercial. The commercial industry still wasn't, you know, it wasn't a passion for me. You know, I'd always been interested in renewables, specifically solar PV, but to be honest, there wasn't much of a business at the time. It wasn't much of an industry at the time. It just wasn't a viable career choice. And I mean, at that point, there's maybe 2 megawatts installed in Alberta in entirety. So that wasn't a great career path. But you know, I jumped in 2012. I jumped into the Northern Institute of Alberta Alternative Energy Technology Program. It was the second year of that program ever running. I graduated 2 years later. Quickly became an instructor for that program, and started my own company as well, which is Solbird Energy, which is part of the Surface Group. In the last 3 years, you know, the company has become, I've been working with some of the largest construction companies in Alberta, which is great. A lot of that work has come through help from the Lift Partners, which is another reason why Surface works so great. And, you know, I'm helping develop a lot of programs for Innate, including the Solar PV for Electricians program. I always joke that if I keep this up, I'm going to be the longest running Innate student employee in history, but it's not a bad thing. So, I mean, you know, now that my company's become profitable, I'm more passionate than ever, you know, to kind of push the renewable energy industry, and Surface is a great platform for that. Like I said, you can bring in a lot of smaller groups, people that are struggling, don't maybe have the business background or the technical background, bring them together and you know, help them grow and help each other grow. So, I mean, to answer your question, I think, you know, green energy and renewable energy and energy efficiency, as we know by now, it's, you know, it's viable. You know, renewable energy can power our homes, our communities, and our businesses. In Alberta, we've always had a strong focus on fossil fuel extraction, which has made, you know, the transition to renewables very difficult. However, we're making a lot of progress now. It's growing really quickly, or this industry is growing really quickly. On the solar PV side, I can speak specifically, it's growing exponentially right now. And, you know, Alberta's got a really strong entrepreneurial spirit. So, you know, we've seen this industry growing fast, and we've seen a lot of fierce competition as well, too. It's crazy how in the last couple of years, how many people have gotten into this industry and how, you know, they're driving down prices and they're making it really viable for Alberta. So, I mean, I guess to finally answer your question, I believe that, you know, whether you believe in man-made climate change or not, I think it's evident that there is climate change happening and we need to do something about it. But besides that, you know, there's no denying that, you know, that our current generation facilities, you know, in Alberta, it's mostly coal. There's no denying that that's not poisoning the air. I mean, there's numbers of studies out there that prove that, you know, that it's not good. So, you know, renewable energy can provide zero emissions, zero pollution, and it's cheaper than conventional energy generation. It just makes sense, really, no matter which way you're looking at it.
Yeah. One thing I'd add to that is it's really vital to our competitiveness. Right? One of the things we're seeing in community economic development work we do is, you know, there's always an energy element to it. And so it's important whether you're an entrepreneur like Green Transport, which is a biodiesel-powered trucking company, or a remote First Nations community, you're always thinking about energy.
Yeah, that's a great point. I appreciate that background. And, yeah, it certainly seems like things are changing, and no matter what, these solutions are certainly viable. And, you know, real quick, I know we touched upon this at the top of the podcast about your use of the .earth domain name, but perhaps I'll modify my question a little bit, because clearly you all chose it to kind of reinforce the Surface name, Surface.Earth. And you mentioned competitors out there. Are you seeing competitors doing these kind of forward-thinking branding things, like naming themselves Surface or using a .Earth domain?
I think there is. I mean, there's a lot of innovation happening in this space. I mean, the space, by definition, is innovative. So, you know, we're trying to stay up with that. We're trying to make sure that we're differentiated. The competitor I mentioned was obviously, you know, the technology sector, which is totally different. So we're not as concerned about that. Just we had some concerns that, you know, people might confuse us with the Surface tablet or, you know, something like that in terms. But, you know, that's why we thought that the .Earth domain would help differentiate there. But in terms of, you know, other competitors in this space, I mean, I welcome more of it. I think that, you know, we need that competition to move this forward. And that's also why we've taken this collective approach rather than competitive approach. You know, I also always talk to Matt and our other clients and say, you know, like, I have no interest in starting a solar company or a geothermal company or a wind company. What I want to do is help those companies succeed. And because of the background that Omar and I have in terms of management consulting, we can help do that, right? We can help provide these smaller companies, these smaller startups, with some infrastructure and knowledge-based training in finance or, you know, organizational culture or legal, even giving them, obviously we're not lawyers, but giving them the right direction in terms of how to approach certain things, contracts, things like that. So, you know, it's sort of that approach of almost not being competitive. And every time we've run into somebody who's doing something similar, we actually welcome them into the fold and see how we can all collaborate and work together. I mean, I think we all truly believe that that's the way that we really, I mean, because what you're talking about in a lot of these areas, like geothermal, for example, in Alberta, you're talking about creating a brand new industry, right? And it's in its infancy. And the way that it's going to move forward is by all the like-minded people working together and pushing it forward, whether you're advocating, you know, on behalf of the industry with the politicians and with government, or you're just, you know, pegging away at it and trying to make it viable from a financial standpoint. It's been much more valuable for us to work together. Another partner that we kind of have a partnership relationship with is called Terrapin Geothermics. And, you know, they're doing a lot of work in the geothermal space with the University of Alberta here. So, you know, they authored a white paper to advocate the government on geothermal, and we were happy to also support that as well. So there's, you know, a lot of ways that, you know, we can all work together, and that's kind of the intent of Surface.
That's excellent. Appreciate those insights. So tell us, what does the future hold for Surface?
That's a great question. And the way I like to think about it is thinking about it from the client's perspective. And one of the things we see is that clients will need comprehensive energy solutions that look at multiple technologies as well as the business angle. And I think that's where Surface is positioned to help, is helping those clients who might not just need one solution, but might need a basket of solutions, and then also really need to understand the business sustainability case to make it work. Need to understand resources to help them initially finance things. Need to help think through what the model looks like years down the road. And that's where I think Surface is well positioned to help.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate the podcast today, gentlemen, and great insights. And before we sign off, anything else to add?
I just thank you for interviewing us, Matt. We really appreciate it. I hope more people reach out to us. And I mean, we're not just exclusively Alberta based. We're happy to partner up with and have other organizations from around the world join us and be a part of what we're trying to do. We're happy to, you know, provide whatever knowledge that we can, whatever shared learning that we can. Like I said, you know, being able to work on advocacy and other sorts of ways of moving the industry forward, we would love to do that. So we're happy to hear from anyone out there who's working in sustainability and renewables and anything else that makes the world a better place to live. We're happy to work with them and hear from them.
I'm really excited to see Surface grow as a platform and to see, you know, more organizations come on board and to be working with, you know, really dynamic partners who are looking at energy from multiple perspectives.
Yeah. And I mean, Matt is being modest, so I will chip in. Like, I've seen Matt go through the ups and downs of, you know, not just starting a business, but starting a business in the early stages of an industry taking hold in the economic environment we're in Alberta right now as well, which is a tough one. And, you know, and his fortitude and his ability to just forge ahead despite all the obstacles has really made him, you know, the success that he is. And I think a lot of organizations can benefit from that as well, benefit from his learning and what he's went through and understand that, you know, this is sort of the nature of the beast when you're trying to change the way that people have traditionally approached something as huge and as important as energy. So I think even those kinds of learnings and those kinds of conversations, being able to access someone like Matt and learn from his trials and tribulations, I think is very important to anyone who's starting to think about getting into the space or struggling in the space.
Excellent. Perfect. Well, appreciate those insights. And I think that's a wrap. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Omar Yaqub, Najib Jutt, and Matthew Samard, who are all founders of Surface.Earth, which is a firm that offers sustainable energy consulting, utility scale development, and energy efficiency consulting. And gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.